This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Hello there and welcome to Party Line on this Monday morning. Special thanks to our sponsors off the bat, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, Simple Time Antique, Step Back Into a Simple Time, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Hearing Care Professionals, Hear Well, Live Well, Hardesty Landscaping, Milner Healthcare, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, and Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty works for you. I'm Kevin Keith and joined in the studio by WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
It's weird to be back in the official air chair.
I was going to say, what show is this? I almost forgot what this show was.
I know. The big plans was for you to come join me most days last week.
But it didn't quite plan. It didn't quite work out.
No, and I knew with having the guests that Jamie and Skip had, you know, got scheduled for us over at the fairgrounds that it would be a pretty busy show, so I may not need you.
Mm-hmm.
But that ended up being the case. They did a good job of lining up guests.
They did. Mm-hmm.
So, and that was a lot of fun, too.
Yeah.
It really was. Now, Monday, a week ago today, wasn't a lot of fun. I mean,
no.
we ended up having to do the show over the phone due to some technical difficulties, but it was darn near flawless after that.
Right.
So, knock on wood here. So, happy about that. But, again, special thanks to all the sponsors for having us out there last week, and also Clinton County Senator Brian Buchanan. He was really awesome dude to get to know, and I know you met him a couple times last week. And
I've known Brian before last week, so
You got to talk to him a few times last week.
Yeah, I've gotten to know Brian pretty good here, so
yeah, seems like an all right guy too.
He is.
Yeah. So that was fun, but oh my gosh, it's amazing being out there how fast the time goes. Because I mean, it just seemed like, you know. I mean, I don't know. We get talking, and you give the microphone to Skip Davis, and you got 5 or 10 minutes, you know, because he's a talker too.
Yeah.
So it went fast and it went smooth, and everybody was nice and friendly, and so we appreciate everybody's efforts because it truly is a team effort pulling this off, you know, with WILO TV and the parade the Saturday before or the Sunday before,
Sunday,
rather.
Yeah.
And you and Cindy over there, and then. All last week, we also had the Howard County Fair with our sister station, Shine 99. So that's where I finished up Friday night, was at the Howard County Fair. And I actually had a better time over there Friday night than I did Monday night. I think I had so much going on Monday, it was hard for me to have a good time driving over to Greentown. It's not in Kokomo. It's in Greentown.
Right.
That's another 15 minutes east. So, but yeah, well, you know, Friday night, went over there and had a good time, and so, but I got to be honest, I'm fared out.
I don't want to see a fair for a while. Don't, you got to remember, we have Hot Dog Festival coming up in about 2 weeks.
And, you know, that's a little different deal. So yeah. I'll be ready for Hot Dog Festival.
Yeah.
So
uh-huh.
We'll also be doing a live remote there.
Yep.
Thanks to Center Township Trustee Kevin Evans. So we'll be doing a live remote between 11 and 1. I think I'm going to be in the neighborhood of Pepe's. So
okay,
be looking for me there. And I'm sure we'll look for you there, Ken. I'm sure you'll be stopping.
I'll be somewhere. Not saying where though.
I think we're working on talking to some folks and seeing what we can announce there that weekend. So we'll see how that pans out. So I was looking at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com this morning, and I know we had it in the news Friday morning, but I wanted to mention again, Clinton Central High School junior to be Allie Webster. The winner of the Supreme Showmanship Competition Thursday night. That was last Thursday night. And you had went over there Thursday night, Ken, and wrote the story and took some really good photos. I encourage everybody to go to the ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and check out all the photos Ken took and everything. I love the llamas, man. I was really getting into the llamas last week. And then I saw some baby llamas, and they're even cuter.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a good time. So what's going on locally? I was trying to look around for a few things. I know we've got the Hot Dog Festival coming up. I've got a thing from Kevin Evans I'm going to read here in a minute. But I got looking at our schedule, and we do have the Carroll County Swine Show on Wylo TV, or on Shine 99 TV. I think that will be, I don't have it in front of me, but I think it's Thursday night, or Thursday through the day, actually. They do that all day long. And we were fine-tuning that with Melissa Miller last week, so we'll find out exactly what we've got there. And then I don't think there's anything we have scheduled for this weekend, but we'll get real busy coming up.
Well, speak for yourself.
Well, I meant for a station related event. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I know you're always out and about.
Yeah, I'm going to. This is going to be my next 2 weeks are not going to be fun, but be out and about a bunch.
So we also had Terry and Shauna out at Buddy Night at the Clinton County Fair on Friday night, and they were running our booth out there. Did you stop by and see the ladies?
I was here. Remember?
Oh yeah, you were. Yeah, okay. I forgot where we all are.
Yeah, I was here all night Friday.
Yeah, okay. So so they were out there and giving away a bunch of prizes. They gave away quite a few things in just 3 hours. I loaded them down from the Wylo prize closet. Yeah. I had them set up good, and so they just brought back a few things this morning that I was looking at. So what's your schedule look like, Ken?
Today I've only got one meeting tonight, but then tomorrow I've got two meetings and a luncheon to go to. It's the Engage Clinton County kickoff luncheon at noon at Arborwood tomorrow. And then Wednesday, I've got the YMCA is having an early learning child care grant presentation. That's on Wednesday morning at 11. But then next week is really the bad week for me because I can look in here and, you know, besides the normal meetings, we have got a school safety commission on the 25th, which is Wednesday. Ivy Tech's anniversary reception is also on Wednesday. And again, and then one of the things you're talking about there with Kevin is the United Against Opioid Abuse Project Data. That's at 4 o'clock on Wednesday next week.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus the Hot Dog Festival. So
yeah.
And then also the we're having the authors from the USS, who did the book Indianapolis. They're going to be over at the library.
Oh yeah, I saw that a couple
of
weeks ago.
Yeah, they're going to be over there Monday night. So that's at 6:00. The authors of the Indianapolis: The True Story of the Worst Sea Disaster in U.S. Naval History and the 50-Year Fight to Exonerate an Innocent Man. I have one of those two authors on the show here in a week from today.
Oh, okay.
They're going to be calling in.
Okay, very good.
So they'll be doing that's part of next Monday. So
okay, very good. That should be interesting.
Yeah,
I enjoy things like that.
Yep.
So what's on the USB agenda for tonight?
To be honest, I haven't looked.
Did they send you one this week?
Oh, yeah, I've got one. I just haven't looked at it real quick.
You've got a stack of agendas over there.
Well, I see we're having a special presentation from IMPA on a solar site. I didn't know that.
All right.
So
I've heard some more rumblings about the wind farms.
I'll tell you what. I understand what they're trying to do, and I know you got to look at it as economic development. I understand that. I still, you know, I'm not pro wind farm by a long shot, though I know it's, you know, if we were guaranteed, and I do mean guaranteed, that the majority of those finances come our way, fine. But they're not.
I know that seems to be the catch from everybody I've talked to.
That is the catch.
That electricity and energy is shipped out to other states.
Plus, the other thing is that, you know, wind farms are like mold in buildings.
Mm-hmm.
They affect everybody differently.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't affect the same people the same all the time. So when you throw those two together, I think maybe it might be, maybe it's time we just pull back a little bit and think about maybe something like solar instead of wind. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It's a tricky situation for sure.
Yeah, it is.
I just want somebody to explain to me how it works and how it helps us financially locally.
They're not gonna be able to.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm afraid of. But anyway, I'm hearing more rumblings about it. So
Well, I know this, the story that I posted last week from after the county council meeting has drawn a whole bunch of, comments, and none of it is good for wind farm.
Well, when we put that up about 2 months ago as one of the poll questions, it was overwhelmingly no, at least from the people who voted. Now, every now and then you'll run into somebody who's for wind farms and you wouldn't have thought it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I expect that. But, you know, the thing of it is that there has been so much negative publicity put out. I mean, if they can find something positive to be put out about it, they haven't done that yet.
Yeah. Show me how that money stays here.
That's right. And I'm just going to say this. I don't trust the group that's been here. I don't trust E.ON at all. I'll just flat out say it. I don't care who I offend by saying it. I don't trust them.
Yeah.
You know, I'll just say it. I don't know if they're any more reputable than anybody else, but from that group, from the people I've seen represent that group, I don't trust them.
Okay. Well, on another note, Jamie Blacker just texted me and said he wanted to let us know that Buddy Night was a huge success. He said it was the biggest night in years on attendance.
Good.
With the car show and auction also. They had everything going on there. So he wanted to thank Russ and all of us for getting the word out. And Huseman Amusement said they already want that scheduled next year. So
I guess we'll be scheduled that.
We'll be out there again next year. Everybody was saying Friday morning that they wanted us out there again for Party Line. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I heard that I heard that quite a bit.
Yeah, so we've opened up a monster now, right? We've opened up the can. So
you guys, I'm not gonna sign.
We will be living at the Clinton County Fair for the next couple of years.
Yeah, at least the next couple of years.
So so Ken and I are happy to announce that our phone lines are working. If you'd like to give us a call, you sure can. You've not been able to call for, 2 weeks now?
Yep, 2 weeks.
Because last week we weren't taking calls as we were busy out at the fair. But the week prior to that, we were having phone trouble. And
now watch them go bad since you
I know. But the Friday prior, I was able to get them fixed with hammer and duct tape. And they've been doing real good ever since. So if you would like to talk to Ken and myself, 659-3338. I almost forgot the phone number.
I was going to say, I did forget the number.
659-3338. Glad we have it wrote down. Yeah. Or 800 at 800-447-4463. Mm-hmm. We'll have a national guest coming up talking about some things here at 9 o'clock. Talking about the internet sales tax and the Supreme Court killing the free web. Essentially. Mm-hmm. So a lot of us, I don't know when we'll have to start paying internet sales tax, but
it's coming.
Yeah, it is coming for sure.
Yeah.
So we'll be talking to that person at 9 o'clock. I think it's John.
John Tamney.
Yeah, John Tamney. Yeah. So, but I did want to mention one other thing for a local effort with July 25th. You had mentioned a little bit briefly a minute ago, the Center Township and United Way, United Against Opiate Abuse Project and Drug/Alcohol Coalition presentation. So that day they will be leading that. All these conversations we've been having is leading up to the release of the United Against Opiate Abuse Project data that they'll be releasing that day on the July 25th. So then they'll be talking a lot about, grabbing information that they've had from these other conversations and, maybe coming up with some hard plans to try to help the opiate project, here in Clinton County.
I don't want to poo-poo this, but I think this is something that's got to be said. And I think Brad Buchanan in his comments that I had that we ran that in today's news says it. The people who are on that stuff have to want to do that.
Yeah.
And if you can't get them to want to do that or the mental health issues that go with that, I don't care what you propose, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to want the help, right?
That's right. And you have to accept what you're told.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't do either, it ain't going to happen.
Right. Well, I think we're all in agreement on that. I think one thing that we've had Clinton County Prosecutor Tony Summer talk about, the male living facility, you know,
mm-hmm,
that's that'd be a biggie here.
It would be.
And you've got to make that that help easier, mm-hmm, for people too, you know.
Well, you know, and the last time we had Healthy Communities and everyone, Kathy Martin and Laura was in here 2 months prior to that. They brought up the fact, mental health is a stigma that's attached, to a lot of different things. But this is it. But the mental state that people are in to keep doing and doing and doing this stuff enters into this as well.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't get rectified and taken care of, it isn't going to matter. I don't care if you propose to give them $1,000 every day for the rest of their lives. They're still going to be on drugs.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they've got to want to change.
That's right.
And sometimes it takes you hitting rock bottom before you change. But
some of them are already there. They still don't realize it.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a vicious circle for sure, and it affects a lot of families in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just hoping to do our little part in our neck of the woods here. So,
mm-hmm.
Okay, so I had a couple today in histories I wanted to run past you, and I'll do that in a minute. Again, you can call us at 659-3338. But one big thing this morning is President Trump meeting with Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
As we speak
today in Helsinki right now. He was asked about the sit-down during a working breakfast with the Finnish president and remarked it would be just fine. Trump on Twitter this morning complained that our relationship with Russia has never been worse thanks to many years of U.S. foolishness and stupidity, and now the rigged witch hunt. His meeting with Putin follows word on Friday of new indictments in the Russia probe. A dozen Russian intelligence agents are accused of hacking the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. I kind of agree with Trump on this that, the DNC should have taken a little better care of themselves, you know, to not be hacked. I mean, I know that everybody's vulnerable, but my gosh.
Who's to say that there won't be the RNC the next time through?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I don't like anybody meddling in our elections.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
You know, so I hope that, and I don't know what's on the agenda. I think the agenda has been kind of top secret.
The agenda is basically what you'd expect.
Yeah.
Because I heard ABC talk about it a little while ago. Foreign policy, Libya, or I should say
Syria.
I meant Syria, not Libya. I meant Syria. Those election meddling, the tariffs and all that stuff, that's all on the
That's a big agenda for those two.
Well, but the thing of it is, as a matter of fact, I saw a story here last week and I didn't get a chance to elaborate that much on it. But Carroll County here and right next door to us is really gonna be affected by those tariffs between us and China.
Mm-hmm.
Big time. And I'm just saying, and I'm really disappointed in our leaders in this state. And I'm also very disappointed in Mike Pence, too, because, you would think that between those people, they should be able to talk some sense into Trump's head.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're from the state. They know what's going on.
I'm not sure he listens to them, though.
Well, but then why the heck you got him on there for and getting paid for it?
Good question. Party line, good morning.
What has God wrought? Is that what Alexander Graham Bell said when the phone started working?
No, that was not what he said.
What did he say?
He said, "Mr. Watson, come here."
Oh, okay. You're right. You're right. I think I was doing the Morse code, the telegraph.
Okay.
Something. Yeah. Yeah. Good call.
Hey, but you're sounding good on the phone.
Hello, test one. That's great. That's awesome. Hey, I just had a thought on the hacking thing.
Yes.
Let's see now. Just to review. Hillary Clinton had a server in her house, perhaps in the bathroom. Is that correct?
Correct.
And Hillary Clinton, on her own, had something like 32,000 emails that she put on that server. Is that correct?
That's right.
And she did that against the policy of secure email storage. Is that correct?
That's right. When she was Secretary of State, yes.
And then she was hacked.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that's a little bit like the little kid shooting his mom and dad and then pleading mercy on the court because she's an orphan.
Right.
Or he's an orphan. This kind of was brought upon herself.
Yeah, I agree. And, to take it one step further, Congress had asked for that email server, and then it ended up being bleach-bitted.
Yeah, so that the tracks were covered.
Right.
So, I think that this is a kind of interesting set of circumstances here.
Yeah.
Now, having said that, no one wants... Hacking is a problem, and no one's denying that, right?
Right.
And so that has to be addressed. But it's kind of like, how much of this was brought on upon themselves.
Yeah, yeah. And who's gonna, you know, who's gonna face the wrath of it, right? I mean, who should? What about, you know, Hillary Clinton?
Whose ox should be gored?
Yes, yes. That's a nice way to put it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well,
out of curiosity, will there be any prison sentence for any of these people, and what's that sentence going to be?
You mean like for Hillary?
No, I mean for any of these people who have been convicted or whoever. I don't care who it is.
Well, a lot of laws were broken.
Yeah. I know, but I'm just saying, what, you know, these people who are accused of meddling, what's their sentence going to be? Nothing, probably?
Well, we've got to get them first.
They can be, how can you get to them? They're back in the Soviet Union.
Right, that was my point. Yeah.
Russia.
So what I'm saying is this really doesn't matter what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Get right down to it.
Yeah, our arms don't reach that far.
Maybe Trump can talk Putin into giving them up.
Oh, that's I'll let you have my Twitter account if you talk nice. Yeah, right.
Well, it was while all this was going on and the buddy night was going on, we also had the Indiana Family Star Party, which on Friday night was a tremendous success as well. So we had quite a week, I'll tell you, with Howard County Fair and the Star Party and the Buddy Night and the Clinton County Fair and all that. It was we're ready to lick our wounds a little bit.
Yeah. I was telling Ken, it's weird to be here in the studio, you know. It's been a while.
I went to bed last night at about 7:30.
Yeah.
So now we do have the Carroll County Swine Show. We're going to be live and streaming on Thursday.
Right.
So that'll be interesting. Hopefully that won't be too hot up there.
That'll be on shine99tv.com?
Correct. Yep. And, well, anyway, I thought I'd test the phones and see how things are going and see if we can encourage other people to connect with us on WILO. We include listener opinion.
WILO. Yes. We've got another call here, so.
All right. Outstanding. Russ, thank you.
Thank you. All right, Party Line, good morning.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hey there.
You're talking about tariffs?
Yes.
And will Trump's tariff, will that exclude Ivanka's shoe company and his tie company?
Probably this go-around, yeah. I would say so.
Because remember when somebody asked him why his ties aren't made here in America, and he said, we don't have the technology? I mean, we're not putting together the $6 million man. We're cutting out a piece of material.
Right. It's a tie. It's not an airplane, right?
That's right. Uh-huh. And then Trump at the summit, and when no one wanted to shake his hand or even look at him.
Yeah.
Did he think that the photographers were just giving him a better picture of himself? Is that?
I don't know.
And then he said that he wouldn't take any calls only for, or not calls, but questions from only Fox people.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
What would the Republicans say if Obama said he was only going to take things from CNN? Really?
I don't know. I mean, we would have outrage both ways, but I mean, I got to agree with the president on this. CNN, man. I mean, they're so biased, you know.
Well, he upsets me.
now Fox is so biased too. I'm not defending them. I mean, it's hard to find some.
I have a solution to this whole situation. We'll start our own TV network, and we'll take all questions from all comers.
Hey, that sounds great.
What a concept, right? That's the way it's supposed to be, kid.
Well, I know that, but nobody's doing it, so why not?
I know.
Oh, and one more. You said Mike. How about Mike Pence's emails? Will we ever see those?
You know what the answer is. They've probably been shredded and deleted somewhere along the line.
Absolutely. Those were bleach-bitted long before Hillary's.
Yeah, they're in cyber history someplace.
And what do you think about our attorney general?
Oh, that's an embarrassment. He needs to resign. I mean,
yes.
I mean, gosh, Republican or Democrat,
absolutely.
I mean, you have... It's just distracting to the state, you know.
Absolutely.
And he's really doubled down on this too. So, if he gets, you know, if he gets some charges or is forced to resign or however that works out, I'm not going to feel sorry for him.
No.
He could have went to the wayside and just resigned, and you know, went along and been quiet and probably blow over. But
absolutely.
But yeah, I have no mercy for Curtis Hill.
Oh, and one more quick one. On your songs, do you ever play The Night Chicago Died? I think that was back in, what, the 70s?
Yes, I know. Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods, yes.
Oh, okay. I couldn't remember what it was.
Yeah. Yeah, the Knights of Chicago. No, don't take that back. That's the wrong one. It's Paper Lace. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, you could have said either one. I'd have believed.
Yeah. it's paper, the Knights of Chicago Diet is Paper Lace. I'm sorry.
Oh,
Paper Lace.
That's
yeah,
fine.
That's all right.
Yeah. Well, thank you for letting me chime in on this.
Okay. Absolutely.
Good
thank
to talk
you
to you again.
Have a nice day.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call. We don't play that, though, do we?
No, we don't.
Yeah, we've got it, though, don't we?
I think we do.
Yeah, I've seen it.
In fact, we got Bo Donaldson and Haywood on something else, too. I know that's in there, too.
All right. Good deal. Well, let's see. I saw this, and you and I kind of like outer space, and we were talking mm-hmm. about the Star Party.
Yeah.
A new study is casting doubt on the existence of aliens in our galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
Researchers at the University of Oxford in England say there's at least a 53% chance that we're alone in the Milky Way galaxy, and at least a 40% chance we're alone in the entire universe. The researchers addressed a puzzle called the Fermi Paradox, which describes the contradiction between the lack of evidence of extraterrestrial civilizations and the high probability that such alien life exists. They also say that maybe nobody has colonized the galaxy because nobody else inhabits it.
I will disagree on one on that right off the top.
Yeah?
There's one proof that there is alien life on this planet. Dennis Rodman.
I think I'm going to end this portion of the show on that. So speaking of Dennis Rodman. And
that's why I did that.
Weirdo alien. Thanks for that segue, Kim. Mm-hmm. He's better known as the Worm.
Yeah.
Some says that he needs to stick to basketball and avoid celebrity roasts for a while because the Hollywood Reporter says former NBA star Dennis Rodman was booed last night while speaking at the Comedy Central roast of Bruce Willis. Have you seen any of these Comedy Central roasts?
I haven't yet, no.
They're pretty funny. I mean, they do a celebrity about once a month, and they're kind of risqué.
Yeah, I know. Well, those things always are.
They're a little blue, but mm-hmm. last night they had the Comedy Central roast of Bruce Willis. Rodman reportedly struggled during his time on the stage and flubbed his lines. He received loud jeers when he made a reference to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who's good friends with Rodman. While teasing Willis about his movie role choices, Rodman said, "You keep making these bomb movies like Kim, but at least he's smart enough not to release his Kim." Oh, okay, I see. Yeah, Kim Jong-un. Okay, yeah,
yeah
mm-hmm. I'm following you there.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, so, but you know, there is no forgiveness on those celebrity toasts,
no.
man. You better know your lines and get up there because yeah. they are going to roast you
yeah.
if you're up there roasting somebody and yeah. it doesn't
That's exactly right.
come out the way it's supposed to come out. So, all right.
Yeah.
Ken, thanks as always, buddy.
No problem.
All right. Thanks to our sponsors. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Back with more Party Line next on WILO.
This is Party Line, on the air for over 60 years on WILO, Frankfort, Indiana, USA, a Casper Media station. People.